escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Browns situation is clear. You have four quarterbacks. You would think they're all in tough situations. There's a pressure on all of these guys, you would think. Right. That, I mean, they're all trying to win a job. They're all trying to either A, continue a career, salvage a career, or make a career.
Good point.
I mean, they're all at a career crossroads. All four of them in some way, shape, or form. You could throw in five with Deshaun Watson too. But I thought there was something that was really interesting that was put out by a guy who is really writes some in-depth pieces. It's Bill Barnwell from ESPN. And the headline is NFL players, coaches, GMs under the most pressure in the 2025 season. And he came up with somebody who he put on his team that I thought, really? I was a little surprised at it, Tom. And some of the other names that he put on there, Joey Bosa, Breece Hall, the running back in with the Jets who needs to perform. Evan Engram, J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota, you know, some guys, Anthony Richardson with the Colts, who Daniel Jones is trying to beat out. I mean, there were some serious guys. He had Brian Daboll on there. So some real coaches, you know, and Schottenheimer in Dallas. And then he listed a member of the Cleveland Browns. And I thought, the all-pressure team, really? Fifth-round pick Shedeur Sanders.
Interesting.
The all-pressure team, yeah. All-under-pressure team.
I would.
And I thought, really?
Yeah.
And I'll give you just a couple of the highlights of what Bill Barnwell wrote about him. And I don't know that I agree with Bill in this, but man, I thought it was really interesting. He said he's the most discussed fourth quarterback since Tim Tebow. Well, hard to argue with that one. That was really true. And Tebow, of course, went in the first round to Denver. But he said this. And I thought, that might be true. He said, if Shedeur Sanders is going to succeed in the NFL, his best chance is this season.
I completely disagree with that.
I thought it was interesting.
It is interesting. It's an interesting take. And obviously, it caught our eyeballs, right?
Yeah, so it did.
He accomplished what he wanted to do
the
there.
The reason he said that was because of this, the window that Shedeur is in right now. Where the Browns have Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel. Well, who's your starter? No, we can't say, you know, yes, that's the guy right there. And his point was, you have these two guys, or these three guys, and then you have two first-round picks next year that scream quarterback.
I get it.
And
there's a window there.
There's a real small window.
I got you.
According to Barnwell, for Shedeur Sanders to win a starting quarterback job in the National Football League.
But there's only so much Shador can control here, right? And that's going to be how much, you know, the time he gets on the field is not going to be, I mean, it's going to be up to him at the end of the day, but to begin the day, it's not going to be. So he, you know, I would almost feel like there's more pressure on the other three guys than there is on Shador.
I would agree with you completely.
Right now.
Although, is Joe Flacco the kind of guy who's going to feel any pressure?
No.
Is he going to go, you know, I'm going to go watch my kids play. Thanks, guys. It's been great.
It's been fun. Back to the couch.
That couch was nice.
Yeah.
My dad could catch passes.
I think you make a good point, though, Jeff, that there's more of a crossroads situation here with especially Kenny Pickett, right? This is a guy who's trying to hold on for dear life, right? I mean, if he doesn't succeed here, this could be the end for him. Or, I mean, as a starter. I mean,
he would be on the career backup path.
Yeah,
and he would become Mitch Trubisky, he would become Brian Hoyer, and nothing against those guys. They've made a lot of money. They're going
to
be in the league.
There's something to be said for being the
Brian was in the league
Don Strock of these days.
Oh, a long time. Brian was in the league, and Mitch Trubisky is a primo backup quarterback for a team, and Mitch has done just fine for himself.
And hugely valuable, right? I mean,
without
a guy that
question.
You know that you can put in that in a pinch or what have you, and good to have in the
teams who have a guy like him have an edge.
And good to have around a young quarterback, et cetera. Yep. So, yeah, I don't quite view it the same way Bill does in terms of the pressure on Shador. Like, and I don't know necessarily that Shador feels much pressure at all ever. I mean, here's a kid that
seems pretty easygoing.
Things are going pretty well in the Sanders world, right? I mean, he made significant money at Colorado, you know, given the new
his own money,
given the
let
new
alone
rules,
his dad's.
Right? Yeah. So he's sitting pretty. Now, that's not to say that he's not a hugely competitive kid, because that's what drives him, and that's what, you know, kind of the Sanders family's reputation has been built on. I mean, he wants to win this job. There's no question about it. I just don't think that he's going to have an opportunity to do that this year. I think it's going to be a real slow, developmental, let's take this, you know, we like this kid a lot. Let's not rush it if we don't have to. They don't want to get into a situation like they had with DTR a couple years ago, where suddenly he's elevated into a backup role. I don't think he's ready for that. I think there's a good reason why Dylan Gabriel went in the third round and he went in the fifth round. And so I think the pressure's off Shador. I think Shador can go out there and play freely and do what he needs to do, knowing that, and make mistakes and knowing that that's what this year is about. I don't see that kind of pressure on him.
Bill Barnwell has a stat here that you're going to love. And I keep harping on this to people when they call. I don't mean it to sound negative. I mean it to sound realistic. And Bill Barnwell put even a different type of context on it.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
He said in his story, the most under pressure players in the NFL this year, where he has Shador Sanders of the Browns listed as one of those guys. He said 20 quarterbacks were drafted in the fifth round between 2000 and 2020. So 20 guys. And he said many enjoyed long careers, which is true. He says A.J. Feeley, T.J. Yates, Dan Orlovsky, who now has an even better career as a television guy. And he said, to name a few of those 20 guys. And he said, but here's the catch. None of the fifth-round quarterbacks between 2000 and 2020 started more than 18 games in their career.
Interesting. That's a really good stat.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so that's what, and he says, of course, Tom Brady, different. That's, you have that from time to time. But he said the last fifth-round pick to become a long-term starter was Mark Brunell, who was drafted in 1993 by Green Bay.
Real good player.
And Green Bay always had the, hey, we're going to develop a quarterback, and then we can do something with him. They did it with Brunell, then they did it with Matt Hasselbeck, then they did it with Matt Flynn.
Right.
And, that philosophy worked for them. And they ended up trading those guys for something else. And that's something to keep in mind with the Browns here, folks. You drafted two quarterbacks. If you have those two guys on your team this year, and I expect them to, Tom, I don't see them walking away from either of the draft picks.
No, I'm with you. And as Andrew pointed out, there's so many more things you can do with in terms of the roster to kind of keep them around.
Sure.
One on the practice squad, elevate them up, activate them, that, et cetera, et cetera.
And if they can do with those two guys what the Packers did with Mark Brunell, with what the Packers did with Matt Hasselbeck.
Ideal situation, Jeff.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Because you have a young guy who can back up for you, and when the time is right, you trade him. And you get another asset in return. And that's terrific. But that's why I agree with you and not Bill Barnwell. And even though I think Bill does a terrific job, I think Shadur, of all of the four quarterbacks in camp, and I'm not going to count Deshaun because he's not eligible to play right now. Of the four quarterbacks, I think there's less pressure on him.
I do too.
Because I think he gets a pass on this year.
Yeah, the counter argument I hear from people all the time here about him being taken in the fifth round is, well, a lot of people had him going as high as number two in the draft. And now I think a lot of that, Jeff, was based on name recognition, right? Mm-hmm. I think that had a lot to do with it. I think, obviously, he slid in the draft for a number of reasons. One of them is that he did not handle his offseason the way he should have handled it. And that comes with being part of the Sanders family as well, right? They felt like they didn't need what they needed to do in terms of getting...
That didn't work.
No, it didn't. Yeah. It backfired on him, right? So hopefully... that's a lesson learned for him, for the family, et cetera. So listen, I want to see the kid do well. I know there's a lot of hype around him. I don't personally think he's ready to play in the NFL yet. I think the Browns view him that way. I think he's number four.
And Tom, that's okay.
It's okay. Yeah.
People don't realize that's okay.
Except though, and I get that, the Browns need a quarterback. They've got four. This is what, this is what has haunted this team and regress their development for decades now, is that they can't figure out this quarterback situation. So I get why fans get hyped when they get a guy with this kind of potential and upside. I mean, we'd love to see it work out. I'd like to see any of these four guys succeed. I mean, that's what it's all about.
We're in the exact same boat. If you ask me who I want to see win this job, it's Kenny Pickett. Why? I think he has some experience, some background. He's had some success. He's had some rough moments, was a first-round pick, and young. I would love to see him be the best guy. I just think it would work if he's the best guy. And if he's not, and if it's Flacco, then you start Joe.
No,
it's real simple to me. And if it's Dylan Gabriel, well, all the better.
Exactly.
Wow, okay.
Exactly.
All the better. Yeah. I just think there's opportunity there that for one of these guys to step up. The problem is if nobody does step up, then
that's the problem.
Then it's like, okay.
We were, you mentioned this before, Jeff.
How's Arch Manning?
Well, you mentioned this before off the air, and I think it's a very astute point, is that there are four camps here, and there are very few people in the Kenny Pickett camp. You being one of the few captains of that team, but
he's the
least of the four favorites.
The guys who are, if you're getting, love thrown at you, Kenny's getting the least.
Yes.
How's that?
Yes. And I think, part of that, is also due to the fact that he used to play for the arch rival team.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, so I think that
and failed there.
That plays into it as well. Right. But you know what? We've had 25 starts out of him, right? I know there's been,
pretty good record.
Pretty good record. I know that there was a knock on the way they ran the offense in Pittsburgh that I don't think helped you know, him with any of his development in his first couple
cost
of years.
Matt Canada, so his gig.
He's a former first round pick. To your point, Jeff, let's see him do well.
We know who our mystery guest is.
Uh-oh.
Sometime during the 11 o'clock hour, we think. So this hour, Greg Newsom, Browns cornerback, is going to join us. Also, Browns quarterbacks are going to speak. So corners and quarters coming up right here on Baskin and Phelps. Tom Withers is in for Andy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.